أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRibe English Radio. Well, what we do in this program is to talk about certain viewpoints and parts of speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and explain about some of these beautiful viewpoints. Well, about reading books, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, books are the most reliable companions. They are the means of achieving knowledge and enlightenment. Well, the quotation from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi reflects a profound understanding of the significance of knowledge in Islam. You know, in Islamic thought, the pursuit of knowledge is not merely encouraged. It is considered a sacred duty. The Holy Book of Quran emphasizes this in various verses, such as Surah Al-Mujadila, verse number 11, which states, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, Allah will raise the status of those who have believed among you and those who were given knowledge by degrees.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum.
So books serve as vessels of knowledge, according to Islam, preserving the teachings of the Holy Book of Quran, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the infallible Imams alayhim as-salam, who are viewed as the rightful guides for humanity. The Hadith emphasize the importance of seeking knowledge, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. This statement underscores that acquiring knowledge is foundational for both personal and communal growth. Moreover, Islam venerates the role of the Imams alayhim as-salam, who are seen as infallible sources of guidance. Their teachings recorded in various texts offer insights into ethics, spirituality, and social justice. By studying these texts and narrations, believers can attain enlightenment and cultivate a deeper understanding of their faith. In short, Imam Khomeini's assertion highlights that books are indispensable for intellectual and spiritual development. They allow individuals to engage with the profound wisdom of Islamic teachings, fostering a community that values enlightenment and moral integrity, essential for navigating the complexities of life. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. For ending, let me just repeat the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about reading books once more. He said, books are the most reliable companions. They are the means of achieving knowledge and enlightenment. Thank you very much. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.